The community of Bluff in southeastern Utah officially became a town last year. Now residents have a stronger voice in what happens in and around the city limits. But plans for a solar farm at the edge of town, inside disputed Bears Ears National Monument boundaries, is putting that newfound clout to the test. KUER's Judy Fays has more.
Bluff Councilman Brent Murray is steering his pickup over a bumpy dirt road. Mayor Ann Lepinen is in the back seat. We're cruising sweeping sagebrush range just north of the city on Bluff Bench.
Yeah, so that's right down there. Look.
Murray stops the truck near some grazing cows, and we climb out. Utah's School and Institutional Trust Lands Administration, or SITLA, plans to lease nearly 1,000 acres here for solar panels. The teeth of Comb Ridge rise in the west. To the north is a snowy mountain range.
That's the Bajo.
Between them, twin buttes.
Now that's Bears Ears, right?
That's correct.
If the solar panels were here, anyone driving into Bluff from the north would see them before dropping through a pretty red rock canyon into the historic town site. Murray gets out a map.
If we're going to have a solar facility here, then it needs to be the right size and in the right place.
The solar farm's proposed footprint lies largely inside the original Bears Ears National Monument, created by President Barack Obama in December 2016. The development would be outside the disputed new boundary President Donald Trump declared a year later. Lepinen says Bluff leaders thought hard about the right places for industrial and commercial development, and SITLA's solar lease doesn't fit.
I'm saying really strongly, I don't want it here. I want it to go somewhere else. It's too much for us at this point to absorb and to try to plan around.
We realize that we may have some problems down there.
That's SITLA's director, David Yore. He met with Bluff City leaders last month to talk about the project.
And we are working very hard to accommodate everybody and still be able to put a solar field in down there.
Yore won't say who's applied for the industrial lease, but he will say state law requires SITLA to capture the biggest possible return on its assets to help fund Utah schools by leasing land for mining and development and selling real estate. This project would also mean jobs and money for Bluff.
This solar field will bring an awful lot into them.
Yore estimates the solar field could deliver up to four times the town's projected budget of $70,000. And SITLA revenues would grow, too.
I'm guessing it'll be right around $500,000 to $600,000 a year for us.
Yore says lots of work still needs to be done before industrial renewables come to Bluff. The land has to be surveyed for ancient artifacts. The effect on Bluff's watersheds needs to be accounted for. Plus, federal lawsuits are pending on whether President Trump had the authority to shrink the national monument, and that would decide whether the land is developed or traded to the federal government.
We are working very hard not to do anything, either in the old Bears Ears or the new Bears Ears, until the courts decide what is valid.
Yore says it could be 6 months before the details are worked out here. Meanwhile, he's also considering a solar farm in Emery County. It would sit on 2,400 acres east of Castledale, near the new San Rafael Swell National Recreation Area. Local leaders have already told SITLA that's no place for a solar farm. It's the kind of message Bluff's leaders also hope to convey, and Mayor Lepinen is optimistic.
If we hadn't incorporated, we wouldn't have had a seat at the table at all.
And in the end, Lepinen says Bluff's ready to deal with whatever SITLA decides. Judy Fays, KUER News.